The Josie Show is originally recorded and aired live in front of a live internet audience. Any rebroadcast or redistribution of this program is strictly prohibited without express permission of the producers. Thank you. Thank you, Goodies Productions. Alan Firestorm Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Harry Phillips, Jonathan East. I'm Alan Firestorm along with Tina Passantino. And now, because it's all about the hair, Josie Passantino.
We have a very packed full night of great interviews and music, so I'm super excited about that. Then we're going to share our announcements and VIP members with you all. So I am very excited for this show to kick off. All right. It seems that Kari J. Phillips is on the line with us right now. Hello, Kari.
Hello, Josie. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Wonderful. It's nice and sunny here, not as cold as it's been in Nashville, so it's much better.
Oh, that sounds so nice. I'm in Illinois right now, and it is so cold. It is horrible.
But is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Freezing,
oh, yeah.
Lots of snow?
Mm-hmm.
In Wonderland?
Oh, yeah, it's winter wonderland around here. That's a for sure thing. So I want to start from the beginning. Can you tell us when you first discovered your passion for music? When did that all start?
I guess it was my mom who discovered I could sing, and she had kept some tapes when I was little, because that's my age, tapes. And And I found him. I said, well, who's this little girl singing? And she goes, that's you. And the very first song was the one by Johnny Cash, Flesh and Blood, but I couldn't say it because I was 3 years old. I went, Fesh and Bud and Fesh and Bud. And then I'm from Canada, northern British Columbia, so I know Winter Wonderland, too. But I guess when I was in elementary school, I would clear the bench room. We had mud rooms in Canada so that you wouldn't track all the snow and the mud into the classes, and you brought your inside shoes.
Right.
So while we were waiting to go in the mud room, I'd clear all the benches and sing, and that was my stage, the benches, and nobody could sit on it while I was performing. So I guess I had the bug way back then, and it's just cultivated, and I love it.
Oh, absolutely. You have to love it because, you know, you have such fantastic songs and you're so dedicated in your craft.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been blessed to have some great co-writers, too, and that is really, you know, a key for me, because you get so much more from the two writing, you know. You can play off each other.
Right. Two brains work better than one. So. It's true. And, you know, who are some of your musical heroes? Who do you really look up to?
Well, I like a full genre of music. I mean, I did musical theater, and I absolutely love, and of course her name escapes me, but Barbara Streisand, but the Sound of Music, I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but I love her voice.
Carrie Underwood?
She was one of my idols. You know, and Mary Poppins. What was her name? Gone brain dead.
Carrie Underwood?
No. Mary Poppins.
Oh.
And, no, The Sound of Music, the original.
Oh, the original.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's one of my idols. And
absolutely.
Barbara Streisand and then Janie Fricke. I absolutely love her.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it goes up, yes, Carrie Underwood, she's amazing. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
The dark-haired beauty in country music, what's her name? Older, but fabulous voice.
Oh, I know you're...
For... Yes, Julie Andrews is her name. Thank you. I'm on your chat line, and this lovely lady from Canada told me.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay.
Love it.
So,
yeah.
And, well, I can't think of her name, but she was up. I've gone brain dead, but anyway, so I guess it's kind of fitting
so
for the rest of your night has been kind of crazy, so
it
I'm fitting in.
It has been, but no, there are so many talented artists out there. I'm surprised, you know, to
Martina
you remember
McBride.
Them all.
Thank you. My brain kicked
you
in.
You remember them. Yes. Oh, That is so funny. But, yeah, and, you know, I wanted to mention, because you have performed and worked with some great people. Like you mentioned, you know, co-write. You do a lot of that. Can you tell us about any of those experiences for you?
Yeah, well, I write with Gerald Smith, who is a fabulous writer, and he's written, you know, George Strait hits, Colin Ray hits, and What Part of No Don't You Understand for Lori Morgan, and just a plethora of great songs, and to play off his talent, and just to learn from such a great, you know, artist himself, and so humble. He's such a nice gentleman. And just did a happy birthday show with Jerry Foster, who's had accolades, you know, longer than you and me put together. And, you know, 50 hits and more and number ones, and he's been on the charts for over 50 years. So, I mean, he's just, and learning from those great artists. And just, you know, that anything goes when you're writing. There's nothing, you need to know the rules, but once you know them, then you just write from wherever, and they're there to break.
Exactly. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I have to say, so many of your songs and albums, you know, have done very, very very well. Right Turn was one of them that, you know, that song did incredible on our station, even hit our
chart. Yeah, and I thank you for playing it. Yeah, he was number one there. I was like, cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just, you know, you've been having so many great positive feedback on your songs, your album. Can you tell us a little bit about that song, Right Turn, and any other music you currently have out right now?
Right Turn, yeah, has just done really well, and that's the one I co-wrote with Gerald Smith. And when I was headed in to our writing session that day, I took a wrong turn. I went, man, I was supposed to take a right turn, and I went left, and I'm all confused. And I was, like, kind of flustered, and he goes, you know, that's it. She took a right turn when she left, and I said, yeah, that's it. And so just out of the craziest stuff, it just blossomed and became, you know, just a sort of living thing on its own. And we wrote it in a couple hours. I mean, it was pretty well wrote itself, and it was fun. And it's been real positive for ladies, too, because, you know, there's bad situations you can be in, and with the Lord's help, you know, you can rise above, and there's hope and a better thing. So,
right.
It's been really great.
Yeah, I think that's so funny. Very, you know, very, very cool how just, you know, lyrics and, you know, songs can really just come out of nowhere. I mean, you had to take a right turn, and then boom, like your brain started working. I think that's really, really cool.
You know, I wouldn't have thought of it if he hadn't said such a cool, you know, hook out of it. I'm like, yeah, that's it. But because he played off of me, you know, so we just, and that's just, you know, how he is. He's just great, and it's easy to write with. And then the other one that's out, Get Your Junk Off My Porch, well, that's just been, it's a rocker song, and it's really doing well, and a lot of people like it, bluesy, and I was moving. My husband and I, we moved to a new farm out here in Nashville, beautiful place.
Aww.
Has a big old front porch, and I said, I'm just tired of this darn junk on my porch. Let's get it off, and that's how Get Your Junk Off My Porch.
And there it is.
Yep, and it took a life of its own. I'm like, you know, has nothing to do with that, but the breakup song. Like,
that is so
okay.
Neat. Wow, that's so neat how songs can just, you know, come to you. And I have the song Right Turn, and I would love, if you know, if someone hasn't heard it, I hope they hear it now, right now, on our show, because I would love to play it right now. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I'm excited. So here we go. Here is Right Turn by Kari J. Phillips. Hit it.
She put up with his drinking, put up with his lies, put up with his cheating too. She put off for leaving, kept right on believing, and hoping he might change his tune. Finally she put up with all she could, got the nerve to tell him goodbye. But now she's doing better, not without a doubt. She did a smart thing leaving him behind. She took a right turn when she left, gave her heart and soul to Jesus. He took care of the rest. Now she knows her leaving was all for the best. She took a right turn when she left. Now she's living in a log house with a split rail fence and a husband who loves her so. Two sweet little babies running around to hug and cuddle all day long. Instead of drinking, lying and cheating, she loves a man who loves her back. And she don't have one single regret about leaving that hurt in the past. She took a right turn when she left, gave her heart and soul to Jesus. He took care of the rest. Now she knows her leaving was all for the best. She took a right turn when she left. She took a right turn when she left, gave her heart and soul to Jesus. He took care of the rest. Now she knows her leaving was all for the best. She took a right turn when she left. Now she knows her leaving was all for the best. She took a right turn when she left. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I just love that song. I love how you belt out those notes and you're just like, in it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's fantastic. And for the listeners out there that want to purchase your music, where are the best outlets that we can do that?
Yeah. You can go on my website at www.karrie, that's K-A-R-R-E-E, J initial, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, .com. Or it is available on iTunes, just right turn a single. And that, so those are the two places, and you can hear the music on the website or ReverbNation/Karrie J. Phillips.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah. Well, I was talking here to JP, and he said he wanted to get a signed copy of my music. I think we can arrange it. So
yes.
He'll just have to send me his address, yeah.
Perfect. So if anybody else, wants to, what would they... have to do? Go on your website or contact
you
directly?
Yeah, go on my website, and then you just go, and it's got the email there, and send it, and then with a minimal slight fee, we'll get her in the mail for you.
Perfect. That is amazing. I love that. So please, everyone, obviously, the website is the best bet, to go to. So please, everyone, make sure you go to the website. It's your one-stop shop for everything Karrie. You don't have to go anywhere else. Just go there. Yes. And also, can you give out any social networking sites that you may have that people could chat with you?
Yeah, on Facebook, Facebook/Karrie. And it's just Karrie Phillips on there. I do have Karrie J. Phillips as well. It tends to go more just to the Karrie Phillips, but if they go Karrie J., it'll find me. Yeah, and go on there, and I'll befriend you, and we'll have a good time.
Absolutely. Chat away.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So please, everyone, make sure you do that. And are you doing some touring, or do you have any upcoming performances planned where our listeners, if they're in the area, could see you live?
Yeah, it's mainly local. So in Lebanon, it's a wonderful barbecue place called Blue Moon. I'll be there 6 to 8. It's becoming a regular thing. I just do a single there with a guitar, but it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
I'm planning a tour in Denmark, a European tour, which I've done already. This will be my 10th tour. So I have a huge following over there, and they're wonderful people and very supportive and really, you know, buy a lot of CDs and make it just so much fun to come and sing. And that'll be happening in December of next year, so it's a whole year out, but that's in the works. And maybe this year, maybe we'll make it to Canada. We're kind of chatting away here on a tour going to Ontario. So we'll see. And then, of course, I'm a regular at the Commodore songwriter event hosted by Debbie Champion. Mm-hmm. And that is also on the Facebook, too, under Debbie Champion Writer's Night. I believe that's what it is. You've been there, too, Josie.
I have. Absolutely. And great place.
It really is, and awesome, you know, 8 o'clock are the star hit writers, mm-hmm. and then the up-and-coming ones, and it's just a great evening of free and fun music mm-hmm. for everyone, and so I'm regular there about twice a month, right. So that's an ongoing thing, so that's always fun.
It is!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. If anybody ever, you know, gets the chance to go, you definitely need to go. It's a must. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything, you know, any new music or writing? What's been up with that?
We wrote a couple new ones. These aren't on the CD. Of course, you're always writing new stuff. And, you know, we'll get together at least 10 good ones and start another CD. But this CD just came out, so, you know, with Right Turn. So still promoting that. It's still fresh. And then I'm trying possibly, I don't know, it's being pitched to a couple of the other songs to some artists I don't want to say right now, but
right.
We'll see if that culminates, and that would be awesome, too, to have others, you know,
mm-hmm.
playing the music as well. That would be great. So that's sort of, you know, in the mix, so we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. And good luck with all of your future endeavors. You are a fantastic singer and artist and songwriter. So,
thank you.
I wish you the best. Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. And I am excited because we do have a couple more of your songs tonight that we're going to get to play.
Great.
Yes, one of the ones that you mentioned earlier, Get Your Junk Off My Porch.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to play that one right now, so how about we do it, all right?
I would like that, yeah. Let's clear the junk, man.
Perfect. Here we go. Check it out, everybody. Get Your Junk Off My Porch by Kari J. Phillips, and we'll be right back.
If you're meant to be late, well, honey, you're right on time. But it did give me a chance to make up my mind. I guess you noticed your stuff on the porch outside. At least I helped you pack. Well, honey, it wasn't that nice. Get your junk off my porch, baby, I'm through with you. Full of Peter Pan. off my porch. Baby, I'm through with you. I moved you up last night about a quarter past two. Hey, the next time you see me, it'll be in court. So if you don't mind, get your junk off my porch. Oh, get your junk off my porch. Baby, I'm through with you. I moved you up last night about a quarter past two. Hey, the next time you see me, it'll be in court. So if you don't mind, get your junk off my porch. Get your junk off my porch. You hear me, honey? Get your junk off my porch. Get your junk off my porch. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was Get Your Junk Off My Porch, a fun song. It was great.
It is a fun song. It goes over. The women are like, yeah. Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of dancing when you're doing that one at a live show. A lot of dancing, a lot of women screaming. Like, yes. Yes, I definitely could see it.
Getting the deer antlers off the wall. Yep.
Amazing, amazing. Great song. Great, great song. And we still have one more to play tonight, but a fun question for you. What is a moment in your career so far that you would love to relive? What's been kind of a highlight for you?
There's been a lot of them, but I guess when I first went to Denmark and I played the biggest show over there, a country show, it's called Skanderborg, and... And so it's the biggest country music festival there in Jutland, which is the main part of Denmark. And there were over 5,000 people in the audience. And I was dancing away. I like to be lively when I'm performing. And the band was rocking. And all those people just like, you know, you perform live what it feels like when you have them in the palm of your hand and you know you're doing it right and they're feeling it and they're giving back to you as much as you're giving to them. And that was just really awesome. I mean, they were giving me just as much as I was giving them, and I could have floated off on air. That was awesome. And another one I just thought of when I first went there as well, that's when I was invited to this big country music festival. I was opening for Johnny Cash's brother, Tommy Cash, and the great harmonica player here that's done so many shows, and I'd never met him, and so they were the headliners, and I was just the filler. But at the end, they said that I had stolen the show, and that Kari J. Phillips was absolutely amazing, and because he had told me everything what they had, you know, translated in Danish. And I was like, wow, really? I mean, they're great performers, and I was just like blown away that they just, you know, loved me and thought I just, I got out there and I had a cordless mic and was dancing with them, and, you know, and they just thought that was great.
Wow, that is a great, those are, you know, both great memories, great highlights that you'll never forget.
Yeah, so I was just like, oh, you can rock on air with those ones, yep.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, I know that we have another fun question here for you that I just love my fun questions.
Okay.
Have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moment that you could recall, anything that, you know, like tonight, when we're live, things could happen. So what, have you ever had any, like, live embarrassing moments while performing?
Oh, yeah, you put your foot in your mouth and say something dumb, you know, and you're like, oh, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But then, I've been performing a long time, so then you just sort of make a joke out of it, you know, like, even the other night, it's fresh, so that's why I remember. I'm in the middle of playing a song at Debbie Champion's the Commodore at the Holiday Inn here in Nashville. And here everybody's, you know, it's real quiet. They're all waiting for your moment, right, to open your mouth.
Right.
And could not find the tune. Could not. It just would not come. I'm like, I can't find it. So I had to quit in the middle of trying to stumble my way through trying to sing. And, you know, and I've been on live radio, and it's happened too, and I'm like, oh, God. So I just said, well, we'll just try this one now because I know this one. So I redeemed myself. And then in the middle of that, I flipped the pick off, and the pick went flying. And so then the guy beside me had to give me his pick because I was strumming, and it suddenly got really quiet. I just kept on.
The show must go on.
Yeah, so, and then they all thought it was great and part of it. The biggest thing is even if you mess up, you know, you just be honest and make a joke out of it and keep going, and people think it's part of it anyway, so you're like, yeah,
exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. That's the great part about it being your show, your rules.
Yep, that's right. It's my party. I can mess up if I want to, I guess.
Exactly. Words to live by. Well, you know what? We actually ran out of time here, but I do want to play your song Way Over My Head after the show.
Way Over My Heart.
At the end of the show. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to definitely play that at the end of the show to close out the show.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to do something special with that. No problem. And, you know, I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, and keep playing my stuff. I really appreciate it, Josie.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And it was nice talking to your mom, too. She's a nice lady.
She is, right?
Yep. You got to build up the moms. I'm a mom, too, so.
Exactly. Come on. You can't do anything without moms. But
yep,
yes.
That's for sure. Well, you have a very blessed Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Yes.
Thank you.
All righty. Sign off and take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Awesome. Bye-bye. That was Kari J. Phillips, and we got to play her songs Right Turn and Get Your Junk Off My Porch, and we're going to play her song Way Over My Head, Way Over My Heart. Oh, goodness, I can't say anything right. We're going to play that after, not after the show, but, you know, before we sign off. All right, so I'm going to put on my next guest. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Jonathan East. Woo! Hello.
Hi. Hi, it's good to be here.
Great to have you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm very excited to chat with you and play your music. It's going to be great.
We're going down Interstate 20 right now on our way to play at the Southern Kitchen tonight in Birmingham.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Wow. Well, I'm honored, though, that you took the time to come on our show. I appreciate
I'm honored you to have me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I was just listening to you talk to her. That was really neat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty cool how our whole system
Get your junk off of my porch. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a great song. You should check it out. It's a great song. Yes. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, when you first discovered your passion for music. When did it all start for you?
Well, I must have been about 12 or 13 when I got my first guitar and started playing. And by the time I was 15 or 16, I was writing songs and put out the first album in 2007.
Nice. Very, very nice. And, you know, do you have any music, you know, heroes that you really look up to that kind of inspires you and your music?
Well, you were talking about Johnny Cash's brother. I love Johnny Cash and Charlie Daniels, Hank Jr., people like that. A lot of the older guys, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The ones that have been here first.
That's right. That's right.
Wonderful, wonderful talent. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I want to mention you've produced and created several CDs, and, you know, you've really grown your career and, you know, everything. You know, a lot of great people have said a lot of great things about you and your music. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you currently have out right now for purchase or for listening? Where are the best places?
Yeah, well, we got four country albums and one bluegrass album that I just that was my latest album, was a bluegrass album. And I'm working on another country album right now in the studio. But they're all on iTunes, Amazon, wherever CDs are sold online, you can find them there.
You're there. Perfect.
And you can get them straight through our website at jonathaneast.com, and I'll sign them and send them out to you.
Very cool. So that's the first and foremost. Of course, go to the website. That is your one-stop shop. I always say this. That's like the place where you could find everything.
That's right.
Super easy. It is. It's a great website, I have to say. So everyone, please make sure you check it out. It has everything. It's completely organized. So please make sure you go there. And also, I know that you have a couple very popular music videos. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, well, a guy from the same hometown I come from, right there in Lionville, he made those music videos for me, and he helped me do those, and I was just real proud of the work he did on them. We just basically went around Alabama and on the American Boy video, we basically just shot a lot of just regular people doing their everyday thing. Some of them I don't even know if they knew they were going to be in a music video when we were shooting them. but it really turned out real nice. I was real proud of that one. And the second one, a little on the redneck side, it just got a little over 1 million views on YouTube. And that was, we had a ball shooting that, and we got to get out and play in the mud. And I had a guy that came up from Opelika, Alabama, had a 69 Charger painted up like the General Lee. So he's cutting donuts behind me and everything, and we just had a ball shooting that one.
I bet. You know, it's always a successful music video when there is, when you're diving in some mud, there's some donuts. I mean, it's good. It's all good.
Well, I try to write songs where we're having a good time. That way when we shoot the video, we can just have a ball, man.
It's true. Those are always the best music videos. And like you said, they're on YouTube for anybody who wants to go check them out. So go there. And also, we do have a song of yours. Well, we actually have a couple of your songs tonight. But the first one I would love to play is A Little on the Redneck Side. I already
Yes, ma'am.
That.
Yes. That's the one that just got a little over 1 million views on YouTube. That's the one I was just talking about. That's one of my favorite ones. It's a fun one to do live.
It always goes over good.
I
bet it goes well over the audience because it is a very, fun song. So I'm seeing a lot of dancing up in your chairs. I see a lot of that. So
yeah, we just played it last weekend. We opened for T.G. Shepherd last weekend in Cullman, Alabama. And he just couldn't have been any nicer. He was real cool to us. We got to hang out with him all day. And we closed the show with A Little on the Redneck Side, and they eat it up.
Oh, I bet. So I'm excited for everyone to hear it on my show tonight. So let's do it. Everyone, move your furniture. Actually, don't do that. Don't hurt yourself. How about you just dance instead in your seats? So let's play it right now, A Little on the Redneck Side, and we'll be right back with Jonathan East. Here we go, everybody.
I'm a rolling stone, woods of Alabama's where I call my home. I'm a country boy and I don't belong on the bright lights of L.A. Got a pickup truck with a straight pop sound. Come Friday night, I ride through town. Got the radio up, windows rolled down, all the women, they look my way. Cause I'm in fun-loving, beer chugging, reckless kind. Don't take nothing, put me down, we just don't enough to step outside. I like Jim Beam and a John Wayne, us good old boys, we're all the same, with a big hell yeah and a whole lot of American pride, just a little on the redneck side. Weekend comes, I got a steel guitar, blaring out loud from a roadhouse bar, to put a dollar in that old tip jar and play another country song.
Got late night women and old pool halls, cigar smoke and barroom brawls, and with them deer heads up on the wall, honey, that's what I call home. 'Cause I'm at some loving, beer chugging, reckless times, don't take nothing. Put me down, we just don't enough to step outside. I like Jim Beam and a John Wayne, us good old boys, we're all the same, with a big hell yeah and a whole lot of American pride, just a little on the redneck side. Faded jeans and a flannel shirt, a guard boots caked up in dirt, living fast and living free. Don't give a damn what you think of me. Oh, yeah. 'Cause I'm in some loving, beer chugging, reckless kind, don't take nothing. Put me down, we just don't enough to step outside. I like Jim Beam and a John Wayne, us good old boys, we're all the same, with a big hell yeah and a whole lot of American pride, just a little on the redneck side. Just a little on the redneck side. Just a little on the redneck side.
By Jonathan East, and we are back with him right now. And I know that you have a Twitter, and I know you're on Facebook. I follow you on both. So can you please give everyone those links so they can chat with you?
I don't know. How do you do my Twitter? I don't know what the link is to that. I'm not even sure how you get on there.
Yeah. All you have to do is type in Jonathan East, and then
I believe so. I believe that's all you do.
Yeah.
J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Yes, exactly.
East.
Super easy.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Yes, it's like Jonathan East Band, or, you know, I remember something like that. So, yeah, just all you have to do is type in the name, Jonathan East, and then that's it, and you can find the Twitter. And then also on Facebook, it's the same thing, right? You just type in your name.
That's right. That's right, J-O-H-N. Lots of people spell it J-O-N, but it's J-O-H-N is how I spell it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, make sure you get the name right. You don't want to find some other Jonathan. Make sure you got J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N.
That's right.
All right, all right. And now, do you have any upcoming performances planned where our listeners can see you? I know you have one tonight still, obviously, like you mentioned, at the Southern Kitchen and Bar in Birmingham, Alabama. But can you tell us a little bit about any other upcoming performances?
Well, we're going to be playing the casino down in Louisiana in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. What town in Louisiana is that? Dry Prong, Louisiana. So, but if you check out my website, you'll see all the shows. I know that's one that's coming up in a few weeks. We're playing all over Alabama a lot. We're actually doing a country music cruise, and that's going to be several months from now. But we're going to go out with Trace Atkins and Neil McCoy and Craig Morgan and Paul Millay and Thompson Square and several other bands, and it's a country music cruise. So we're going to go get to do that, and that's really neat. That's the one everybody needs to go on right there.
Oh, yes. Those are some big names there. Are you really, really excited to join in on the fun?
I am. I love them all to death, and it's going to be really cool getting to do that with them.
Oh, yes. It's going to be so, so much fun for you. I hope you can take pictures. Because we would love
to. I've never been on a cruise before, so we're all looking forward to it.
That is awesome. I know you're going to have a blast, so please make sure you take those pictures. It's going to be so much fun. And let's see here. I know we have another song called American Boy that we have, so how about we play that now? Let's do it.
All right, sounds good.
Perfect. Sounds great to me. Here we go, American Boy, and we will be right back with Jonathan East. Check it out, everybody.
Flag out on my front lawn, a
97 Civic Dick down in Chrome, and my girl sitting with a show skirt on full swing. Well, them kids of mine playing running around with an ice cream sandwich and a blue tech ham. These Georgia sun slowly coming down on me. And if a rain goes down tomorrow, don't you know where to be alright? Some will say I'm crazy. Well, that just may be true. But you know I love this country song and I bleed red, white, and blue. I'm still my mama's wildest child and my daddy's pride and joy. Good God of mine, I'm proud to be an American boy. Well, up every morning round the crack of dawn, I kiss my wife's over work boots on. Cup of black coffee, man, I'm gone again. I live my life like my old man, raise the kids on a farm of land. Sure ain't waiting on no stimulus plan to kick in. When the world ain't so forgiving, I know the good Lord got my back. Some will say I'm crazy. Well, that just may be true. But you know I love this country song and I bleed red, white, and blue. Still my mama's wildest child and my daddy's pride and joy. This good kind of money I'm proud to be an American boy.
Was American Boy by Jonathan Easton. We're back with him right now. So are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Are you writing, doing anything?
Yeah, we're working. I'm in the studio right now. I've been going back and forth in the studio a lot, and I'm working on my next album. I'm hoping to get it out maybe first of the summer, toward the end of spring, right around in there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, anything, any, you know, new stuff that you have coming out, please let us know. We'd love to promote it, have you back on, whatever you'd like.
I sure will. I thank you so much again for having me.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. And we have one last question here for you, a fun one, before we run out of time. But I want to make sure I get, this little fun one out. So have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moment that you could recall? Anything not go as planned live?
Oh, man, there's so much equipment failure and stuff like that. But
Right. Well,
I'm like the lady before me. She was talking about forgetting the words. That's probably the worst. Right. Luckily, that's probably the worst thing that's ever happened. There's been times I forgot the words to my own songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to Google my own songs before to see exactly what the words were because I forgot them.
Right. I hear you.
But it's been a little while since I forgot the words. I'm doing a lot better these days.
Yeah.
about remembering anyway.
Absolutely. Hey, it happens. When you're live, sometimes you're just so entrapped in the moment.
That's what makes it so much fun, you know. Never know what's going to happen like that.
Exactly. Keeping it fresh. That's what it does. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you coming on and chatting with me.
Well, thanks so much, Josie. Thanks so much for playing my music.
All
and
right.
I'll be glad to come back anytime.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And we would love to have you. Thank you so much. And I'll talk with you again real soon.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you so, so much. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Jonathan East, everybody. Bye-bye. Jonathan East. So, yes, we got to talk to Kari Phillips, Kari J. Phillips, and Jonathan East. And I would love to have both of them back on our show whenever they have anything new to promote. Yes.
And we want to talk briefly here about our Josie Show VIP members. All you have to do to find them is go to josieshow.com and click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find all of their pictures and clickable links right there to take you straight to their site, make it as easy as possible for you. See that? All righty. Let me tell you who they are. Let's start there. Tim Garman, you can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Lisa Skinner, find her at reverbnation.com/Lisa Huffman Skinner. Mark Wildman, you can find him at markwildman.com. Kenny Charlotte, find him at kennycharlotte.com. Rick Seaman, you can find him on Facebook, facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. Will Sterling, you can find him at reverbnation.com/wsterling. Larry J. Massey, check him out at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. And then Fraser Newcomb, you can find him at frasernewcomb.com. Wayne Jacobs, you can catch him at waynejacobs.co, that's .co at the end. And Lace Whitworth, you can find him at lacewhitworth.com. Make sure you go ahead and you check out their Facebook pages, their music and personal pages. Go ahead and make sure you give them a like and add them as a friend, all those kind of great things. You can follow everything they have going on during the week. And then tonight, after the show, I will go on a little search, and I will go ahead and share for you on the Josie Show Facebook page anything great that they have coming up here in the near future so that you can find out about any upcoming shows or new things that are happening. So look for that here a little later tonight. If you go to Josie Show page on Facebook, you will find the goodies that they had going on last week. So we'll try and keep you posted every single week to make it easy for you. So you've got a couple of one-stop shops here. Make that as simple as we possibly can. All right. Now, the next thing I want to do is I wanted to mention a little blurb here about our Josie Show and Country Blast Radio Award Show event, Spectacular Sponsors. So special thanks to Robin Petrolo, owner of RCP Promotions. And also we want to thank Craig Abel for sponsoring in the name of Feeding America. And you can find out more about Feeding America and how you can help by going to feedingamerica.org. So a special thank you to them. There are still a few sponsorship levels available. If you wish to become a sponsor, all you have to do, and this is a sponsor for that awesome event, just go to josieshowawards.com and click on the sponsorship tab to find out how you can get amazing promotion throughout the whole length of this event and afterwards as well. All right. So that's what I have as far as our VIPs and sponsors go. And now, Josie, why don't we go ahead and toss this back over to you for announcements and all that good stuff. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yes. Well, I actually did most of my announcements before the show. So I think the only thing that I really just want to push out, you know, really get, you know, people to really go to, you know, check us out, you know, obviously on Facebook and Twitter. We are on Twitter.com. Well, on Twitter, we're our username, our URL is twitter.com/JosiePasentino, and that's Josie, J-O-S-I-E, Pasentino, P-A-S-S-A-N-T-I-N-O. So I'm trying to get 5,000 followers there. Like right now I think I'm at 4,950, so I'm trying to get 5,000. Almost there, like 50 more. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting so excited. Anyway, so you can find us there, twitter.com/JosiePasentino, twitter.com/JosieShow, and we are at like 16,150 60-something followers. That's amazing. And also check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Josie Show and facebook.com/JosiePnineteen95. Whew! I remembered them all. Yes. I should get a golden sticker for that. I did amazing. All right, so let's see here. Who do we have on the line? Craig Abel. Woo! Hello, Craig.
Hey. Hi, Josie. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Perfect. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you were able to get back online with your new equipment. And
yes.
I just called you hoping to fly out, it was 8:45, and luckily, thank God you resolved everything, and I'm able to speak to you.
Oh, me too. You have no idea. I was kind of having a little bit of a mini freak out before the show, you know, because when we have guests scheduled, you know, you really got to make sure that you have a show so they can come on. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that we were finally able to get it all working, and I'm able to talk to you. So I'm very excited about that. Phew.
Yes. So what is happening in Josie world?
What's happening in Josie world? Ooh. Let's see here. Well, I am doing the shows, and I'm very excited, you know, because pretty soon I'm going to be recording my next single in the studio, Practice Boyfriend. I'm so excited about that. So pretty soon I'm going to be doing that.
Whoa.
And, yeah, I'm so excited. And also I am planning on doing a stage it for you there, Craig, because you are the one that told me that I should do one. So I'm going to try to do that up, you know, pretty soon. Very, very, very soon.
I will count the days down. Once you announce your stage of show, I know you're going to be terrific. I know last night, both of us saw another dynamic stage show with both our friends, Celeste and Jeremy.
It's true.
And it was a dynamite show, and I have no doubt that you will put on a stellar performance just like they did when you do the stage of show.
Oh, thank you so, so much. Yes, I was so, so, you know, happy to be there, you know, showing some love to our girl Celeste and, of course, Jeremy. They both were fantastic last night on their Christmas stage at show. It was incredible. They sang some Christmas songs, some originals, and, you know, it was so much fun to chat with everybody in the chat room. So big-time shout-out to you, Craig, and also Gary and Skylar, everyone that was there in the chat room. You know, big-time thank you. It was amazing.
It was, and the fact that they had Grandma got run over by a reindeer and Santa Baby added comedy too. So we had it all in one show.
I know, and it's so funny because they had a video, a decisions video. It was kind of like a trailer, I should say, for the Christmas show. And they were Jeremy was freaking out. He was like not wanting to do the Santa Baby song. He's like, I am a boy. I'm not going to do it. But surprisingly, They still incorporated it into the show. They still put it in the show. So I was very happy about that. And also, didn't they say something like, I think Celeste said something along the lines of she didn't want to sing Grandma Got Ran Over by the Reindeer because it was so sad. You know what I mean? It was so, so funny. But I'm so glad they did. Those are my favorites.
Well, so, because she was so insisting, I don't want to sing it, I don't want to sing it, I thought that I would try to help grant her wish, not, and request it.
and here I am requesting Santa Baby. It's my favorite song. I had to request it. Come on, it's my favorite. And they did it.
If she would have known that from the beginning, then I don't even think Jeremy said, I'm a guy. Oh, but if Josie requested it, well, then who am I to talk?
It was so cool of them to do it. That they are amazing. I mean, that just shows how amazing they are because they, you know, they really didn't want to incorporate in the show, but they did it anyway for the fans. So
that's right. And with us being two of our biggest fans and all the individuals that you just mentioned, and I'm sure that you will do more. And I'm sure you will accommodate whoever attends your stage show because that's what gets the business in.
For sure. It's a definite.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. I know, Josie, that, listen, you definitely accommodate to your fans and having them mm-hmm. call, speak to you for every time, almost every time, if not that you do your show, and that's how you show your dedication for the fans, which is going to help make your radio show even more brisk and successful.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Craig. You're awesome. You are so, so nice to me, especially, you know, when I met you, when I met you here, it was amazing. You know, you're just such, you know, sweet and generous guy, and thank you so much for just showing your support for, you know, everything that I do. I really, really appreciate it, and, you know, I can't thank you enough. It's awesome. I truly appreciate the support.
My pleasure, Josie, and you, Tina, and your father were very hospitable. You're all wonderful people. And I really hope to see your journey, both business-wise mm-hmm. and personally. The word death to us part. I know it's that phrase for marriage, but you know what I mean.
Oh, that's funny. Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm excited for you to see everything that I, you know, have coming up. I hope that you like it. I hope that you will.
You know I will, Josie. As long as you put your effort into it like you do with all your shows and your advertisements, I know you will be nothing short of phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, I will definitely do my best. And I'm excited. I'm definitely going to do a Stage It show. We just got to really kind of confirm the date in which we're going to do it. But we're definitely going to do it, and then I will announce it on my Facebook and Twitter. I'll scream it from the rooftops that I will be doing a Stage It so people can come.
I have no doubt that you will sell out, Josie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope so. That would be so much fun. I love it.
If you think you had, just think of it having fun now, just wait till you do it. You are, you're going to be center stage with people seeing you, not just hearing you like they do now.
Exactly. Craziness. I'm so excited about that. Oh, it's going to be so good. I am super excited. I will definitely let everyone know when I have the Stage It show, and I hope everyone can come and check it out. You know, what I love most about Stage It is you can enjoy, like, a concert that is in the comfort of your own home. You know, you don't have to go to, you know, festival or something with tons of screaming fans. You could just, you know, dance in your own time. You can enjoy yourself without, you know, people laughing at you or pointing. So I think that's what's the best. That's the best.
You can do your two steps, all the two steps and three steps you want in the comforts of your home.
That's what I'm saying. That's the best.
Well, guess what? I'm going to call out that you have to do at least one two-step during when you sing one of your Stage It shows.
Okay, you got me. I will. I will definitely do it, and I am going to mention that you are the one that made me do it. I'm going to call you out.
That's fine. I called you out first, so it's only normal that you call me back. Craig, here's thanks to you, here's my two-step that I've been practicing for 5 months for this.
Exactly. That's what I'll be like, Craig, it's for you. It's so funny. Absolutely. I'll definitely incorporate that into the Stage It show. I'm so excited. Oh, yeah. And thank you so much, Craig, for calling in tonight. I really appreciate every single time that you call in to show your support. Thank you.
My pleasure. You're welcome, Josie. It's an honor to always call in to speak to you, too, Josie.
Thank you so much. And I'll talk with you again real soon. I mean, Facebook, come on. I'm on there.
Of course. I always look forward to it, Josie.
Me too. And I'll chat with you again real soon, Craig. Thank you.
Thank you, Josie. All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Craig Abel. He is amazing. I always love chatting with him. He is part of Celeste Kellogg's street team. And, yes, he is phenomenal. So check him out on Facebook. Talk with him. He's great. All right, so let's see here. I think I really want to play Kari's song that we didn't get to you know, during your interview, because we ran out of time, but we are going to play now. So here it is, Way Over My Heart. Here we go. Check it out.
Normally, I'm not the looking kind. Something about you caught my eye. I don't think it had a thing to do with how you poured your Wranglers on as you crossed. Charm. The moment that your baby green eyes met mine, one slow dance by chance, kiss in the dark, and I fell hopelessly in way over my heart. How are you? Mama said you don't look like my. Different from the rest, might be why my heart fell off the shelf. Whatever the reason, it's plain to see that I fell in way over my heart, head over cowboy boots with your charm. The moment that your baby green eyes met mine, one slow dance by chance, kiss in the dark, and I fell hopelessly in way over my heart. I fell in way over my heart, head over cowboy boots with your charm. The moment your baby green eyes met mine, one slow dance by chance, kiss in the dark, and I fell hopelessly in way over my heart, way over my heart, way over my heart, way over my heart.
Was Kari J. Phillips and her wonderful, wonderful song. I'm so glad that we got to play it. That was Way Over My Heart. All right, all right. And Jasmine wanted to give Craig a shout-out. So, Craig, if you're listening, and I know you are, I know you're listening, you're awesome like that. Jasmine says hi. Shout-out, shout-out. So it looks like we may have gotten some time zones mixed up, maybe something going on there, but it is completely okay. We will try to reschedule whoever, wasn't on the show. Today was kind of a really crazy show, but I'm so glad that we were able to get a couple of our guests on tonight, and I'm so glad we at least got a show. So I'm very happy about that, so we will definitely try to reschedule. Yes, and we will see you all again on the Black Friday shopping night. Until then, all of us here at the Josie Show wish you a happy Thanksgiving. We love you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show every Friday. And remember, the Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com. With a live internet audience, it may not be recorded or aired without written consent from the Josie Show management. Good night, everyone, and thank you all for tuning in to the Josie Show right here at josieshow.com. Good night, everybody. Mwah! Thank you for listening to the Josie Show.